Hello. Thank you for joining us on Live, Learn, Love, Lead, a podcast of Bethel Christian Church in Warren, Michigan. Our mission is to live in the power of Christ, learn to become like Christ, love as the family of Christ, and to lead others to Christ. This year, our aim is to grow in these four L's. Listen for this week's thoughts.
Welcome to Live, Learn, Love, Lead, the weekly podcast of Bethel Christian Church. I'm Daniel.
Hey, this is Danielle. This week we had a baptism service, which was really beautiful. We got to see three people profess and confess publicly their devotion to Christ. And Pastor talked about a celebration of water baptism and what that means. And he read from Matthew 3, 13 to 17. I'm going to read it. This is the story of Jesus being baptized. Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased."
Yeah.
And then Pastor talked on three things: celebration of resurrection, celebration of righteousness, and a celebration of relationship. That baptism celebrates all three of those things.
Yeah. It was a great morning.
Yeah.
And he kind of paralleled that to Father's Day, which this mm-hmm. week was, and how some of the greatest joys that we can have as fathers, which I am, is watching their children do the next right thing and make good choices and follow Christ well and do the things that he kind of told us to do. And baptism is one of those things. Mm-hmm. And I remember watching our kids be baptized and how awesome that was. And then yesterday, it was an incredible celebration. And it made me love our church that much more mm-hmm. because the people got engaged with our church in three of our different outreach mm-hmm. ministries. And it just was such a picture of this is why the church needs to be the local church. Mm-hmm. Being a part of the community, reaching people where they are, and showing them Jesus in a way that makes them want to follow him. Mm-hmm. And all three people did that. It was they encountered people in our church in different ways mm-hmm. and also wanted to be part of this celebration. And it was just such a beautiful moment. And listening to the testimonies, the common thread was, you know, my life has not been picture perfect, but because of Christ, there's hope.
Yeah.
And it was just awesome. It was an awesome time of worship.
Yeah. And it's so beautiful, and that's why we get to celebrate the resurrection, there's righteousness, and the relationship that we have, the resurrection that Jesus is alive, and there is hope, like you said, and that means something. It's not just a ceremonial thing that we say, that he conquered death and hell and the grave. And then there's righteousness, that he makes all things new and he turns ashes into beauty.
Yeah.
And he does that from a place of relationship, that we are his beloved children.
Yeah.
And Jesus met these people, you said, in different circumstances and different outreaches. One was from Baseball Chapel, one from Helping Hands, our clothing ministry, and one from Alpha. So he met them in their dreams, in their need, and in their questions.
That's great.
Thank you.
I hadn't thought about it
that, like that. Like wherever, whatever season we're primarily in, if we're in a season of pursuing our dreams, and maybe that's going well or not well. And then if we're in a season of great need, that he can meet us in that. And then in our season, if we are in a season of questions and we're just not sure, and then he's there and he has relationship for us.
Yeah.
And, you know, the question we usually ask is, what are you thinking about? I can't not hear this passage of baptism and think about a picture book we always read to our kids called The Thunder Cake by Patricia Polacco. It actually is a picture book that takes place in Michigan. And there's a thunderstorm. It's a grandma and the little girl. And the grandma says, we need to make a thunder cake. And they go through the whole book getting all the ingredients to make a cake. And then by the time the cake is done, the thunder will be over because the little girl's so scared of the thunder. But they have to go out to the hen house and get the eggs. And she's scared. And they have to go to the storage. Yep. And she's scared to get the flour. And she's not scared to get the flour. She's scared to go into the storage. Yeah. And, like, she has to do all of these things, but the grandma goes with her. And she does them. And at the end of the book, the grandma says, they're eating the cake. And the grandma said, and the storm's over.
Yep.
They've weathered the storm. And the little girl hears the grandma say, you were very brave. And the little girl thinks, I wasn't brave. I was scared the whole time.
Yeah.
And the grandma's like, but you did these things and you went here and you did this and you did this. And it's such a picture of the baptism. Jesus hadn't yet done ministry.
Right.
The little girl hadn't yet been brave on her own. And that there's just this unconditional love and this hopeful sight that the Lord has for us, that he sees courage and virtue and righteousness in us when we're maybe still in our questions or in our need or pursuing our dreams. So that's what I was thinking about.
That's good. I like it, though. He sees those things independent of any tangible evidence of them.
Mm-hmm.
We are his beloved. That's good. I love that book.
I do too. It's always on a stand in our kitchen to remind us. Gideon, right? Greetings, mighty warrior.
Yes.
As he's hiding.
While he was hiding.
And so just knowing that the Lord sees us not as we are at this moment, but as who he makes us to be, who he's calling us to be, who we can be when we're at rest in his presence.
Yeah. Amen to that. I feel like so much of this is wrapped up in identity, like who we are as followers of Christ and like how we perceive ourselves, how we present ourselves. It's identity. Let us be rooted and grounded in what God says about us. How he calls us his own. He calls us his beloved. He calls us righteousness. He calls us the apple of his eye. He calls us chosen. He calls us desired. He calls us sought out. He calls us set apart. He calls us those things.
Absolutely.
Independent of anything that we could do because of who he is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Ephesians 3 is, may we be rooted in the love of Christ and find our identity in that, in knowing that he loves us. And that's the celebration of relationship, that we can rest knowing we don't have to earn our adoptedness, that he calls us his sons and daughters, and he loves us. Jesus what did God say to him at the baptism? This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. He did not say, this is my beloved preacher. This is my beloved servant. This is my beloved co-laborer. We are those things.
Yep.
But primarily, first, children of God.
So and position then of relationship.
Out of that can flow righteousness. We're righteousness because we're in relationship and we're being made holy and we want to be holy, to be with him and like him, not I be holy by following these rules and that is what makes me right with him. So thankful for baptism, thankful for the work of the gospel, and thankful for a church that
it celebrates.
Yeah, it celebrates and loves people well. Loves Jesus well.
Yeah. Let's pray.
Okay.
God, we thank you so much for your goodness. We thank you that you are the one that calls us. It has nothing to do with our merit, our goods outweighing our bads, but it rests on you calling us. Help us to be rooted and grounded in your love and let that love draw us into relationship with you. If there are those out there that haven't had an opportunity to invite Christ into their life, you can take that opportunity now. It's simple. Say, Jesus, I accept you as who you say you are, my Lord, my Savior. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information, visit us at bethelchristian-mi.org or find us on social media. To stay updated on upcoming episodes, please consider subscribing to the podcast. We pray you will be empowered to live, learn, love, and lead in the power and love of Christ.